Phone Boy Speaks, episode 827, Imperfect 365.
I've never in my life been a huge fan of makeup. I'm a guy, so I don't wear makeup, but on women, I'm not a fan of it. I remember my mother not actually wearing a whole lot of makeup, and I remember having the discussion with my mother about it. And it's like, well, it just never appealed to me. I mean, and I know that some women wear more makeup than others, and that's not it just happens, I guess. But it's But the end result of that, of course, and this is, women have been wearing makeup for centuries, as far as I can tell. And but now you have apps like Perfect 365, which actually, put all the makeup on for you. So you can take a picture with any old thing. And it automatically touches up your photo to look like whatever style that they're looking for. And I took a picture of myself with this app, and it made me look kind of creepy. Now, granted, all the styles in this app are for women. I'm surprised there's not a men's version of the Perfect 365 app, given the selfie culture that we're in these days. But this is, I don't know. I mean, you talk about, changing, I don't know. The root of the problem is, I don't know, it's makeup. I mean, women have always wanted to look better. And, get right down to it. I mean, it's like, human nature, animal nature, right? Because animals do this too, right? They try to make themselves look better for mating purposes or whatever. So this is just a thing. And I guess this is the next, the next step in that process is something that automatically makes your selfies look better. And I can't say that I haven't tried to retake a selfie every night. Not that I take selfies very often, but when I do, I mean, not to say that I haven't retaken it to make myself look better or whatever. But I'm also not trying to, I guess, where's the fine line, right? Is the fact that you're even looking at you're trying to, make yourself look good, just from reposing or whatever, versus, taking the photo and editing it, making you look that much better, right? It's where's the fine line? Obviously, if you are a fan of the Twilight Zone, there's been in the different versions of the Twilight Zone, there's been a few stories that have come up that are just like, take that to its logical conclusion. What if everybody, we eliminate all the differences in physical appearance and we all look the same? Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? Right. And I think that's an important question to ask yourself. And on one hand, that might be okay. Well, that eliminates, one way that people discriminate from one another is that they look well, they look different. And then you have the other, extreme of it is, what does it mean to live in a world that looks the same? And everybody, there's a line in there that says, when you look like everybody, you're a nobody or something like that. I don't remember the exact line, but I like the differences. I like the differences in people and how they look and how they act and whatever. If everybody acted the same and everybody looked the same, it'd be kind of a boring world. So, personally, whatever. I mean, viva la difference, but I'm not big on this Perfect 365 app, although I think I took that one picture and just deleted the app because I see no reason for myself to use this app. But, there's some people out there that are going to use it. And, be on the lookout for photos that have been retouched by this. But I mean, I guess, how is it any different than, an Instagram filters or whatever, same kind of idea, except this is more focused on your face or whatever. But I don't get it. And it's not something that appeals to me, but, I guess it's out there for people. I guess you have to question everything. You can't believe what you the pictures that you see on the internet, because they've all been retouched by something, it seems like, these days.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.